hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls and a very special guest. Holly
an
Madison.
Icon bombshell.
Thank you.
Two girls, one bombshell.
She's our icon.
You're all bombshells.
Holly Madison's back. I actually think that you've been our only guest that we've ever had on Killing
Time. Studio. In studio.
Oh, awesome.
We've done like some remote stuff, but you know, we're in LA, which most podcasts are not.
Yeah.
Like, which is so interesting because you think they would be, but. And then you're in LA, so we're all just, we're lucky we can have you in person.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
If you've been listening, obviously we had our First Degree episode with you yesterday about Jill and Spalding. So this is our little bonus that we get with you. We're so happy that you stayed with us.
Thanks for having me.
We love you, Holly.
We're going to jump into so many things.
Okay.
We're going paranormal. We're going hauntings. We're doing all the things that you and we love so much. But we're talking, before we started recording, about women and aging. Like, we're so terrified about aging, and we're trying to like reverse the narrative, the three of us, right? Like, what do you think about this whole, like, especially Gen Z, they're so scared to age.
It's crazy. Well, it's crazy to me now that younger people are more scared to age, because I feel like people are just like living better and looking better longer than they ever had. But I totally relate to it, because I feel like, you know, when I was at the Playboy Mansion in my 20s, like, you, by the time you were 28, like, you weren't supposed to be a playmate anymore. So it was like kind of ingrained into you that you had this expiration date. But I feel like that's slowly changing, like, over the decades. Like, you're realizing that you don't stop like being hot or being desirable or being acceptable.
Well, I think about 28-year-olds, I'm like, that's so young.
It really
is. You're, like,
is.
Still a kid. Your brain barely stopped or actually developed.
At 26.
Yeah.
It just like sort of got there.
You barely have a full brain at that age. Like, it seems so young to me.
Totally. But at the time when you're on the other side of it, like, I remember being 21 and thinking, like, the women who were 28 were, like, so old.
So
and, like,
old.
What are they still doing here?
Yeah.
And, like, have you not got a life yet?
Yeah.
Like, not to be judgy, but I was judgy.
Aren't you getting your hip replaced at this point?
Yeah. Well, when you're 21, you just never think aging is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You just really don't. And I think Gen Z is super interesting, and I have a ton of compassion for them, because I think what they're trying to live up to is something unattainable, because what they're trying to live up to is filtered and, you know, curated and impossible. So it's like, we didn't have, thank God, any of that to influence us.
Yes, we did. What are you talking about?
Not in the same way. Not like as a constant stream through TikTok. And like, we didn't have Facebook until, I didn't have Facebook till after high school.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
so
it was
like
in our 20s.
In Instagram. Still, Britney Spears gave me an eating disorder with her Oops, I Did It Again video. We still had it, but not like they have it now.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You know, it's just, we were luckier.
Yeah, I feel like the big difference is for us, it was like celebrities look so good and we want to look like that.
Yep.
But now you're kind of fed this illusion that everybody else out there, every other normal person, is a 10.
Yes.
And you go outside and you walk around and you realize even in LA, it's not that way.
No.
But when you're living online, as we all are now, we all feel so inferior because like everybody else is so hot.
Well, I saw an influencer in real life.
It's crazy.
And it's, I was like, not the same guys.
I was like, no. Someone was like, that's a girl with like 10 million followers who's like a model. I was like, her? she's beautiful. But I was like, you look like any one of my friends. You look like me. Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, okay.
And it's weird. Your brain like can't comprehend. Like you see somebody, they look like they're 7 feet tall, like 20 pounds, beautiful Instagram filtered face. And you just like can't like separate the fact that like that actually doesn't exist in real life. Mm-hmm. And like if you saw that in real life, it would be fucking insane because they would look like an alien.
Yeah.
Like it's totally. It's like a mind fuck that we do to ourselves.
Elsa Hosk looks like an alien.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a model.
I know, but she is like one of the only people I've ever been like an alien.
Well, and I was going to say, I watched this video about J-Lo. We're kind of talking about J-Lo before this started, about how she's terrified of aging. She isn't saying it, but like she is, because like her whole brand is built on like, look like me. Mm-hmm. Like you want to, like I'm unattainable and you can use my skincare and my mask and you'll like have the same face as me.
Strength. Like what I like about J-Lo is that like her thing has been like, I am strong. Like you can't have a butt like that without doing squats, right? Like you need to be fit to have like her body. It's not like just skinny, right? So when you get older, that's going to be harder and harder to have.
But the video I was watching is just like that, but that's like her brand, right? Yes. Like, but they're like, to be relatable, maybe it's like you could talk about being a mother, like being a woman in your 50s and like what that is like, but it's like kind of holding on to this, I'm young, I'm hot, I'm like, do what I do sort of a thing, you know, where it's like, we can't relate to that anymore. Like we're all trying to navigate life and getting older.
Totally.
And she's not relatable because she doesn't speak to her audience.
That's what I'm saying. Or any audience.
Yeah. Like I've never seen her in an interview, and maybe that makes her elusive. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a marketing ploy there.
Her Zodiac dress spoke to me. Did you see the Zodiac dress?
No, is it good?
No.
She wore it to her movie premiere and it was this black dress and the skirt had like all the Zodiac signs.
I love that. I love that. See, we never go anywhere where we could wear something like that.
Yeah. Fuck. I buy all these outfits and I'm like,
where am I going to wear this?
I'm literally wearing a sweatshirt.
No, I think if you guys saw the Zodiac dress, you'd be like, I could wear that.
I love her clothes. I mean, she's an iconic.
Yeah.
She's a fashion icon. I mean, that Versace dress still, everyone's haunted by it.
Going back to fashion and something that you said earlier, I think we're off camera. I was asking you about your lipstick. I love your love your lip color. And you mentioned something about how Hef wouldn't let you guys wear red lipstick or something like that.
Yeah, he hated red lipstick. Well, when I was brand new, I remember wearing red lipstick a couple times when we went out, and that didn't matter because when you're new, you're always treated really good. So you get really happy there and stuff. But he totally like went off on me a few months down the road, like after like I was main girlfriend and had been there for a while. So I knew I couldn't wear bright red lipstick. So I found this lip pencil called Chicory from MAC. And I still have like, I don't even know if they make it anymore, but I have like a ton of those lip pencils just back stock. So that's what I'm wearing today. I still love the color because it's like red, but it's not.
Did you ever find out why he hated red so much?
I think because it looked mature. Like I know he didn't like the look of like the fashion models in the 50s. He said that they looked like someone's older sister, and he designed the Playmate of the Month to look like a very young, like college age girl. Like he wanted like the fresh face, like baby faced. And of course, like the Playboy look changed over the years. I think he kind of lost sight of that in a way. Like in the 90s, you get like the really heavy, like Alexis Vogel makeup and stuff like that. But I feel like for him, a red lip was like the older sister of the 50s.
Interesting. Fascinating.
So when we had you on last time, we were talking a lot. Like it was like a Playboy heavy interview, obviously, for our interview. And every post that we made with you went viral. And there were so many Hef apologists and Playboy apologists that all were just like, you had so much support and then so much backlash just of people being such assholes. Like, what do you think about those apologists? And like, why do they exist?
Well, I think there's some like real life Hef apologists who were part of his inner circle and are just still in the cult mentality. And they think he's like above human and never had any flaws and can't be criticized in any way. And nobody else can talk about their experience. And it's just weird. But I think there's just other people out there who are just not evolved and they hate and they just want to blame everything on the woman. And everything's the woman's fault, even if she was like 20 years old dealing with somebody super old and super successful and, you know,
or they wish they were Hef. They wish they could have a fraction of, you know, I think like it's incel-y, right? It's like wanting to have control over wanting to have, you know, the objectification, that's disappearing. There's less and less of it. It's, oh, you know, we live in a patriarchal society, but like there's less figures like Hef out there now. I mean, I can't really think of many.
A Hef couldn't exist now.
Correct.
I think they do in the shadows though.
Oh yeah.
Well, when I was at Playboy, I remember, you know, being on the show and just being in the public eye and not really caring about whether I was setting an example or being a role model or not. Cause I'm like, well, this is the last of the situations. Yeah. Like you can't do this anywhere else. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. Nobody else is doing this. But people really were. It was just not famous people. It would be other rich men in LA would have what they called these mini mansions where they would have women go and stay and they'd give them a little bit of something to keep them hooked on the experience. And a lot of really bad things were happening. And then you have, like, I don't know a ton about this situation, so I can't speak to it. Like, the women who were there can speak to it. But have you ever heard of, like, Taz's Angels in Miami? This was, like, a 2010s thing.
No.
It was, like, a weird kind of harem situation. And it was, I don't want to get into it because that's not my experience or not my story. But there's other things, like, the Hef thing that go on. I just think it's more like in the shadows now and people don't really talk about it.
Well, I guess you think about like these billionaires that go on the yachts and they have like all the women and stuff like that. But I guess it's just like the celebrity of it all of a Hef. Like, I don't think America at this point in 2024 would be like, this is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And like romanticizing
it. Have you ever thought about that? Like if the show was on now, what the response would be given like the political correctness of today's world?
I think people, I mean, we had backlash then too, but it was all towards the women. It was all like, we were doing something wrong. I think now people would look at it differently.
Of course.
But I think people even look at like Sister Wives differently.
Yes, I do.
The show?
I mean, I'm fascinated by that show. Yeah. I'm like, this guy?
Yeah.
This guy?
Mary, what are you doing? Get out of here. Go out on your own. Find a nice man.
He's a loser. I wrote down something. This is so specific, but I want to know about smells. I want to know what Hef smelled like, and I want to know what the mansion smelled like, because there's obviously so much shit going on.
Yeah.
We talked about how on Lady Gang, like, it was all carpeted. Like, there's so much carpet in the mansion, which I think is disgusting. But, like, tell me about the smells.
You know, I feel like probably after a point in time, I was like immune to a lot of the smells because it was just my day to day. People tell me, a lot of producers on the show would say, when I first walked into the mansion, it like smelled like dog pee. I was aware that that was happening, and I got a lot of the carpet removed, like the carpet in the upstairs hallway, the carpet on the stairs. I just had replaced with like a runner or whatever. I couldn't get rid of all of it. Or I would try to come up with things like, why don't we put all the dogs in the backyard of the game house during the day so they're not just inside pissing? And that didn't take because like the dogs kept escaping and there's constantly cars driving up and down. I really tried to like fix that issue.
How many dogs were there?
There were like 9 at a time.
Wow.
Because all the girls would have multiple dogs. And then there were 2 big house dogs that just kind of roamed around, and one of them was not potty trained at all. So that was a mess. As far as Hef, like, I don't remember what Hef smelled like, but I know the cologne he wore was like Karl Lagerfeld. It was like a tall, like, bottle with like orangey colored.
You know how like old people like start smelling like old people though? Did he have like old person smell?
No, I know what you're talking about. That wasn't really a thing. I know what you're talking about because I've been in like older people's houses, and it kind of has that smell that reminds me of like a restaurant where somebody dumped maple syrup behind a booth and it never got cleaned out 20 years later. Do you know that smell?
Yeah.
I just came from an all-inclusive resort for a wedding, and I just feel like it would smell like an all-inclusive resort, because like what you describe is like, oh, dinner was served. Like, it's kind of like an
sitting around.
It's kind of like an all-inclusive resort. Like, it's a little bit chlorine, a little bit cleaning, a little bit buffet.
No, that would have been nice, because I feel when I think of an all-inclusive resort, I think about like tropical.
Yeah, you're right.
Or like when you're at Mandalay Bay and they like pump the tropical smell out. There was no care with things like that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
they should have had a smell that they like
you
pumped out.
You tried to turn
really.
It around though.
Yeah.
You tried.
I know. You tried. I also read that you kept a lot of your outfits like from back in the day and like memorabilia. Like, what is your favorite thing that you kept from back in the day?
Oh my God, there's a lot of things. I mean, I can't pick one favorite. I have all the costumes and cocktail dresses and formal dresses from Girls Next Door. I didn't save like the casual wear. Like, I don't have like the juicy track suits I wore 500 times or anything like that.
I wish you did.
They were falling apart though. They were falling apart because I wore them so often.
Those would get iconic.
Like frayed and like really threadbare and stuff like that. But I have new juicy track suits. I've been buying the stuff they come out with. But
I know.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I have. I think one of my favorite things from the Playboy days specifically is there was a dress Bob Mackie made for a Playmate of the Year in the 70s, and she wore it on her cover and stuff, and she was selling it, and Hef bought it for me for Christmas one year. So that's cute. Something I have like all preserved and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Such good memorabilia.
So good. Do you still have your necklace?
I have like all the, yeah, there were several bunny necklaces. There was like the one he would give all the Playmates. And then there was some I designed. I had a jewelry line with Playboy for a while. And then there was like a gold one and a platinum one. There were, yeah, I have them all.
Love it.
So I want to get into some paranormal stuff. Mm-hmm. But like before I get into that, I need to talk about the type of man that Holly is attracted to. Because you have a type.
Yes, I do have a type.
Ooh,
and I love it because I resonate with that type. Mm-hmm. Jared is not that type, but I love like a man in eyeliner. And I love...
Oh, that wasn't what I was thinking. But yeah.
Oh, what were you thinking?
No, I do go for the man in eyeliner. I like guys who create their own worlds.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
They can create a brand. They can create a world. They have a whole like thing going on. Maybe it's like... I'm acting out a weird Walt Disney fantasy. I don't know what it is, but that's the common denominator with all my yes. relationships, because you look at them and they, a lot of them seem very different from one another, but that's the common thing is I like a guy who's really like passionate about what he does and can create like a whole fucking world around cool. it.
I love that. But me then too. Also the eyeliner and like,
there's a few eyeliner guys in there.
There's
for
like
sure.
a darkness to, yeah, to totally. Like a lot of the men that you date, which I love. Cause it's like, there's like a little bit of like an emo in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, totally.
My closet used to be so chaotic. I felt like I had so many articles of clothing, but nothing to wear. What I wanted to do was invest in quality pieces that kind of went with everything. But replacing an entire wardrobe can be expensive. But then I found a solution, Quince. Listen to this. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. All of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle person and passes on those savings to all of us. And beautiful clothes aren't the only thing Quince is known for. They have incredible home things too. I got an amazing chair and an amazing outdoor pouf for my patio. Just amazing high quality stuff. I'm obsessed with everything. Join me in indulging in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/first for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Again, that's quince.com/first for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have a fair share of big talks that you'll have to have with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of their spending, managing chores, and automate allowance. And setting up recurring or one-time chores customized to your family's needs and connect them with allowances to reward kids for a job well done. Meanwhile, your kids build financial literacy and independence by learning how to earn, save, and spend money wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with an in-app financial literacy game called Level Up that helps kids build money confidence through videos, bite-sized challenges, mini games, and so much more. I wish something like this had existed when I was growing up, because when I got into college, I realized that I knew really nothing about how to be wise with my money. So this could have changed that for me at a really young age and established some great habits early on that I've taken with me through the rest of my life. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/firstdegree. That's greenlight.com/firstdegree to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/firstdegree.
So I want to talk about Zach and ghost adventures mm-hmm. because I watched your episode that you did of your house
yeah.
that is almost 100 years old.
Yeah, it's almost 100.
And haunted, question mark?
Yeah, it's very haunted. I haven't had too much activity in there lately, but during quarantine, it was really acting up, really ratcheting up to the point where I would hear like voices and things like that, just stuff that would scare the shit out of me. Cause I thought, oh my God, I have an intruder out of nowhere. Like
yeah.
doors were slamming open, crazy things like that. I was seeing like weird shadow crawly things at the bottom of the hill. I'm like, something's up. And Zach said, well, why don't we come do an episode at your house? And at first I was like, but what if nothing happens? I feel like such like a lame ass, like nothing happens. He goes, well, we've had that happen before and we'll still run the episode because it'll still be interesting. But, you know, things tend to happen around us, around him and the other people on the show. So, and you know, they're really well prepared and they know how to look for these things. So they came over and they shot over the course of 3 days. Like the first day was just like interviews and stuff. And then the second day they do like the reenactments and stuff that they plug in. And then the third day was their lockdown day where they kind of spend the night there. So that was interesting because they caught some creepy stuff.
So you're a paranormal kind of expert, more than us. You're into it.
Yeah.
And you know about it. I heard that if you like acknowledge a spirit, like you're supposed to ignore them, mm-hmm. but if you acknowledge you let their them presence, in. Then they're emboldened. Like, where does like shooting a show about it? Like, does that acknowledge them? Like, did it ramp up after even more? Cause like, that's what I heard. I think if you acknowledge them, it gives them power where they're like, oh.
Well, yeah, that's why people are like, don't use a Ouija board. Like, don't call on them. Cause then they'll like be there. You're like welcoming them into your life kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a different dynamic depending on the energy. I think if it's a more positive energy, you can say out loud in your house, like if you were a fly on the wall at my house, you'd hear me talking to nothing. Because like one night I was awakened because my door just banged open in my room.
Dude,
and no. I deadbolt no, my door that. At night. So
why it was deadbolted?
No, I've had deadbolts come on. We did a seance in my
moving out
dining room. And during the seance, when we caught it on camera, we heard like the deadbolt come undone on my front door.
No.
That's terrifying.
So you're not scared by that. That doesn't freak you out. You think they're good spirits?
Well, I get scared if I think it's an intruder. Because I woke up in the middle of the night, my door slammed open. I thought, fuck, somebody's broke in. They got through my alarm somehow and they're in here. So that kind of shit really scares me. And that night I was like, you guys can be here, but you cannot wake me up. And then I was never woken up since
then.
What
do you know about the house? Do you know who, like, have you done any research on the house's history, like the past
Zach
owners?
Zach did for the Ghost Adventures episode. It hadn't had very many owners, maybe like two or three owners before me. And nobody like died in it or any kind of crazy story like that. But people don't have to die in a place for it to be haunted. People could just
be a neighbor who like wanders over.
Yeah. Or somebody just left some residual energy, or maybe it was a place they felt comfortable. Yeah. So I'm not really sure what is at the house. I've had different psychics tell me different things, but it's nothing really ominous. It'll just be more like, oh, it was just somebody there before. And it was a single man who owned the house and he likes your energy. And
I would haunt you. You seem like a good person to haunt.
Oh yeah.
I mean, your closet, I'd be interested in like everything going on.
Ruffling around
your
closet.
You're always in project cupcake decorate. You're always doing cute, fun stuff.
Thanks. I think the single man was gay. I think that was like, he wasn't out of the closet, but that's kind of what we like.
Oh, so he's not trying to
He was just like, you know, back then when a single man would just like live alone for a really long time, it was like, sometimes you think maybe.
I mean, it's better than he was like a straight man and like trying to see you naked.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad.
No, he's trying to hang out with the clothes.
I think so.
Yeah. 100%.
I saw a comment on one of the videos that I was watching about how somebody was like, I wonder if since Holly started dating Zach, like if that brought more of that kind of like energy into your life. Like, do you like feel that you're experiencing that more since you started dating him? Or do you think that it's like a house thing or?
Well, I definitely did at the house. I don't know if it's because I was dating him. I think it was more quarantine, just the fact that I was at home more. So I'm there to experience more. And there's something to be said, I think, for a lot of the negative energy everybody was feeling, especially in LA. It was one of the worst lockdown places that can really amplify things too, supposedly.
It was
the
worst.
Literally nothing worse. And have you experienced anything like before that? Like, have you had like a crazy paranormal experience?
In Alaska.
No, not when I was a kid.
What's paranormal in Alaska? I mean, I'm watching the new True Detective.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you think of that?
There's
that
a lot of...
I haven't watched that yet, but there's a lot of creepy things in Alaska. They call it the Alaskan Triangle, where a lot of crazy stuff happens.
Tell us.
I don't know the details off the top of my head, but it was something I kind of like years ago, I was like, ooh, I want to do a TV show on that. But then they ended up doing it. So
obviously it wasn't that good. I haven't heard of it. So you should do a better
one. You should do a better one.
Tell me about growing up in Alaska. Like what... I just can't imagine it, like, at all.
We were very almost off the grid. We lived in a really small town. Sometimes, even before we settled in the town I was in, Craig, when I was preschool age, we would live in places that were very off the grid. Like you had to order your groceries off of a boat that would come once a month and things like that. Like when you watch a lot of those Alaska survival shows, they'll show Prince of Wales Island a lot, which is where I grew up.
That's so crazy.
But it was great. Like I loved it. I feel like I got to spend so much time in nature. I just recently went on an Alaska cruise last year and we got off and just were walking around some places and I just went out into the woods and I just forgot like how at home I felt in the woods when I was a kid and how just the woods there, they're so thick and like the ground will be completely covered in moss and you just feel like you're in this fairy world. And I'm just so grateful I got to grow up that way. Yeah. And just like around, like we had bears in our backyard, which wasn't that safe, but you know, there was just, it was kind of like a magical childhood.
That is.
God, I wish I need to move there. That just sounds so nice.
Woods are really nice.
It's really pretty.
I know. I don't want to be here anymore.
No,
I don't.
In the concrete jungle.
No, the concrete jungle. So I want to talk about aliens.
Yes.
I want to talk like what just aliens, period. Give me your thoughts.
Oh, I definitely believe in aliens. I believe there's multiple types of aliens. There's this creator I follow on TikTok. Her name's JK Ultra. And she talks about all things like conspiracy theories and aliens and stuff. And she had like an experience with aliens when she was younger. And I would watch a lot of her content and feel like, I wish I knew what it felt like. Because like after you've had a paranormal experience, you can talk to other people who've had those experiences and you have that like common, you know what that feels like. And I'm like, I don't know what it feels like to be abducted by aliens. I'd kind of like to know. But then I've heard other stories where it's like really traumatic and painful, or like somebody's like, oh, I lost 50% of my hearing after being abducted by aliens. And I'm like, no, I have goals I need to do. Yeah. So I don't have time to be abducted by aliens. But I'm very interested in aliens. The next photo shoot I want to do with Tana and Trisha, because we did our Madonna Inn one, which is all very like girly and coquette and whatever. I'm like, okay, next we're going to Area 51. Like, obviously we can't really go to Area 51, but we'll go to the outskirts. And I like made a mood board for it and stuff.
I love that. God,
so I love that. Well, you know the alien jerky on the way to, is it on the way to Vegas?
Yes, it is. It's at Baker.
Did they end up building a hotel there? I think
they did. It's not open yet, but it's like you can see it in the back. It's kind of shaped like a UFO.
Yeah,
it was something they announced I think right before quarantine, and then it kind of got slowed, but I think they're on their way.
I mean, that would be a perfect place to do it.
Totally.
Okay, so you believe in aliens. Mm-hmm. You think there are different types of aliens. Yeah. Like, are you seeing little green guys? Are you seeing the grays? Are you seeing like multidimensional beings? Like, what do you think?
Well, personally, I haven't seen any of them yet.
Or like, but in your mind,
didn't the government like admit there's a galactic senate, like in Star Wars?
They admitted that they're dealing with aliens.
Well, but wait, a galactic senate?
I didn't swear to God, the government said there's a galactic senate.
Because they keep announcing crazy other news stories at the time they're like declassifying these things to distract everybody so no one cares.
We live in the weirdest time right now. The fact that they're coming out and they're like aliens this, aliens that, and everybody's just like,
It's literally no, I'm telling you, one can pay their bills. Well, no, so that's why.
Well, yeah, people are worried about that, and also with COVID, I think fucked everything up. Like,
totally,
because nobody is ever going to take anything seriously anymore after COVID.
Yeah, and I feel like, granted, things are going to get scarier when it gets more real, but I feel like even with all the AI coming out, it's like we can tell it's fake.
But even if they showed, like, even if an alien came out and they did, like, a press conference, people wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. No. You know what I mean? There'd be so many layers of, like, well, that's not true. Or they're just saying it because of this. And it's like, nobody's on the same page about anything anymore.
And maybe that's why they're letting AI happen right now.
Like, maybe.
Maybe this is all part of it.
So it's going to kind of blur everything.
Like, to blur all the lines, to undermine anything we see. I mean, we're all becoming skeptics. I don't believe anything.
Yeah.
Frankly, like Jack will be like, this happened. I'm like, if that's true, that's crazy. Like, just because I've seen so many lies. Now with Scott Peterson, I'm like, okay, so everyone said he was fucking 100% guilty. Now maybe he's not. I'm just like, I refuse to believe literally anything unless I was there when it happened. Like the slander of everyone online, like unless I was there, I don't believe it.
Well, that's so smart and that's so real, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's everything I talk about in my past history. Like there's so many facets to every experience and everybody has a different experience. And so many times two things can be true at once. And I kind of feel like that's kind of what I was put on this earth to talk about and open people's minds to, because so many people are stuck in that black and white mentality. Like it has to be all one way or the other. And well, that's just not how life is.
Well, because everyone's perspective is valid. Like everyone's perspective different, like a thing that makes you feel one way doesn't make you feel that way. You know, like everybody, it's so nuanced and I do believe all of our universe is split. Like the timelines, just so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just also with the government. It's like anything the government tells you. It's like back in the day, we all trusted the government. And then now, as in 2024, it's like anything they're telling me, I'm like, this is the actual opposite
highly
of what's
suspect.
Going on. Like,
very suspicious.
I can't believe anything anybody tells you. That was my saying. I won't believe anything that they tell us, and I'll believe anything is possible, because any conspiracy theory you throw my way, I'm like, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, totally.
And they're all usually founded in truth. So it's just like.
Partially.
What is a conspiracy theory that you like or
believe in?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about conspiracy theories is I feel like they're so layered that there's like, you get to like, what's a conspiracy theory? Wasn't like the first conspiracy theory, like people are like, oh, JFK being shot was like an inside job, or that guy didn't. But I feel like it's so, everybody knows that the JFK story wasn't as straightforward as they were saying.
Well, the term conspiracy theory was originated from the JFK thing.
But the truth of what happened
is it was
releasing the truth would be problematic, right? Yeah. So it's like the inception of needing to spin stuff for PR. Like the truth is a bodyguard did it and it was a ricochet. Isn't something like
That's
that?
That's not the truth. The truth is it was most likely the CIA.
No, right. We're like somebody, but that it was an accident.
No.
Is what I thought.
No.
Who knows then? Here you go.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Have you seen the clip? I mean, I know Tucker Carlson is very controversial, but have you seen
Can we talk about
Russian,
Tucker Carlson?
The Russian one?
Yeah. Tucker Carlson is like a name I drop on my podcast and on our Patreon constantly. It's become a thing.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't know too much about him. I know he's like a conservative commentator, but I don't pay attention to a lot of that stuff. I know he got fired from somewhere, but I don't know specifics. But what I kept seeing about him on my For You page was he's on these interviews just blasting that he knows it all about aliens. He knows the full story, but he can't tell anyone because people's minds would explode. So I guess he's the only person who can be trusted with this knowledge. And I'm like, fucking Tucker. And I hate it when people will dangle out that they have the hottest tea, but they're like, but I said I can't say anything. Like, I hate that shit. So first of all, I'm annoyed. Like, Tucker, tell us about the aliens. Like, I fantasize about meeting him so I can ask. And now, you know, on my podcast, there will be times when I'm telling a story and there's some corner of the story I can't tell because it's somebody's privacy or something.
Yeah.
But I acknowledge that I know that's annoying to the audience. Like, I'm so sorry I'm Tucker Carlson.
You're pulling Tucker Carlsoning
right now. Yeah, for sure. So I'm kind of obsessed with him because I started talking about him just based on that one thing I know about him, which is the alien thing. And now that man is like wilding. He's like in Russia.
Interviewed Putin.
And like grocery shopping
he
in Russia.
Did do the interview?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like two hours long.
Crazy. So he did this interview with Putin and then they're interviewing him. He's like, yeah, I'm in the back room over here at the Kremlin. And you know, Putin, the interview was great, but he's not really good at explaining things. I would be shitting my pants and be preparing my funeral.
Dude,
if I was in the back
right
room
now
saying he's not good at explaining things, like what
no,
is
they
happening
got, like
right
an
now
argument.
I love this.
No, but okay. But I think the Tucker Carlson clip about him talking about the aliens, it freaks me out. Cause it's like it was him and I can't remember who he was talking about, but they were both scared. Whatever they were talking about, what they know.
I believe aliens.
I have a theory on what they think they know. Cause I've heard this theory from other
go
people.
Go on.
Yes. The theory is we're basically like ants in an ant farm and the aliens have all the control and they create fear and panic and pain in the humans because they harvest that energy. It's like Monsters, Inc. You know how the monsters would scare the kids because they harvest the energy and then they changed it later to make the kids laugh?
It's the adrenochrome.
Yeah.
But how are they getting the energy?
I don't know. We can't understand
fear.
It.
They're, no, but what? How does it transfer us to them?
I don't know.
And like, is it when we sleep?
Maybe. You I know always, dreams are and fucking like, weird.
So I've been on TikToks.
Have you?
Several.
Wait, no, sorry. I'm going to say one more thing about the Tucker Carlson thing.
Okay.
They were saying that there's like a spiritual component to it, like a dark spiritual component to it that like nobody will understand. And that's like the darkest part of like it all.
One thing I heard from somebody, just a random conspiracy theory that kind of ties into that, is that they're trying to figure out a way to like capture a human soul. And you're stuck in the reincarnation cycle
this
and you can't get out.
Is what I was going to talk about.
Which I don't like because like in my personal spirituality, I totally believe in like reincarnation and journey of souls. And like you can get to the higher level. The fact that you wouldn't be able to escape and you're stuck on kind of a shitty level really sucks. And I think for somebody like Tucker, who's like a conservative Christian and his family's Christian, that would be the dark spiritual component.
Yeah.
Oh, see, my question was about the TikToks. How the spiritual sort of component of belief aligns with possibly this alien theory in like your souls. Because I guess they've done all these studies about people who go into past life regression hypnosis.
Yeah.
And without talking to each other, they're all saying the exact same fucking thing.
Yes.
When they do like 7,000 people. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and they're all talking about their souls leaving their bodies and then going up to like sort of a place where then you can decide your next life and all this stuff. And like, you can Google it. Like they've done studies where all these people under hypnosis who don't know each other have said the same thing.
There were two different doctors. There was Dolores Cannon, not doctors, a therapist. I don't know what they are, but Dolores Cannon and somebody
researchers
else.
Researchers. Random people.
Whatever. Like, I want to back up because you know how there's like you say Dr. Phil and people are like, well, he's not really a doctor. Like, I don't want to speak
though
after.
He just let his license lapse.
Oh, no, you know.
Dr. Phil apologist. That,
that's my favorite conspiracy theory, Dr. Phil.
I am the Dr. Phil apologist. I'm sorry.
Okay, so continue.
So there was Dolores Cannon, like on one side of the country, and this was like back in the 80s, like nobody was online. She was working on her thing, hadn't written it, hadn't published it yet. And there was another doctor on the other side of the country doing the same thing, getting the same types of answers. And now, of course, we can put all the pieces together and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, indeed.
God, I'll believe it all.
Bring it on.
I do think about like the actual like possibility if they were, if like the alien, they had like a public revealing of an alien and like what chaos that would ensue in the world
or
like,
not
or not.
That's the thing. If it had order, like it just depends on like this is how it's gonna be now,
or if it is the fucking person being like you're a bunch of ants and like we're now coming to
collect
or kill
our ant farm isn't profiting anymore. It's time to get rid of it.
Yeah. You know what I feel like it would do if they revealed an alien like live on TV, just the way our country is now? Divide people. It would just divide us further. Because there'd the people who believe in the aliens and the people who are like, no, this is total conspiracy theory. Let's go overthrow the government. Like it's, we're a mess.
We'll have another January 6th.
Well, because we're algorithm controlled.
Yeah.
Like anyone who's like gone off the deep end, I'm like, well, I have just empathy. I don't get mad. I don't care if people believe differently. I'm just like, they just literally got caught in an algorithm.
You went down the rabbit hole.
Not their fault. Yeah.
Totally. You know what? Okay. This might be my favorite conspiracy theory. Is it true that Lady Gaga was really trying to investigate January 6th?
What?
Was she? This could be fake because, you know, like we're seeing all this weird fucking fake tweets and shit on TikTok.
I hope it's true.
But I swear there was like some interview or tweet or something where Lady Gaga said she was really into the idea of like the January, not idea like she was going to go do it, but like she was so intrigued by January 6th, she was really investigating it. Or not.
She like, should. What? Treason's no good in America.
That would be.
I hope so.
That
I
would love be an like, interesting
citizen,
doc.
Citizen sleuth Lady Gaga.
I'm looking into this the second we're done with this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Considered it Googled already.
I love it. What do you think about the like the aliens at the Miami Mall?
I don't think that was aliens. You know what I think that was? Is I think there was some kind of threat where they thought there was going to be a mass shooting because you would react that way.
Yeah.
And I think just some dumbass jumped online and was like, there are these giant creatures. No, I think there was something happened in that mall where they thought, fuck, there's going to be a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Or some threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's so funny too, where it's like, they're like, there is 100 cop cars there and thousands of people, yet nobody got a video of this fucking 7-foot tall alien.
Exactly.
Show me them aliens. Okay, before we leave, I did like a dive on your TikTok and I found something that was really interesting. It was a fun fact I learned, disturbing. I'm going to say a word and you let me know if you know what I'm talking about and you can explain it.
Sorry.
Corn?
Ew, yeah. So I stitched something or, you know, green screened it. Somebody was saying, I just don't even want to believe this, that like back in the medieval days, there would be like an outhouse and there would be a corn cob with no corn on it. And people would wipe their ass with this corn cob, but like people would reuse it. It was like on a string, like a community corn cob.
Why are you doing this to me?
I just don't even want to believe that. I want to believe somebody just made that up and it doesn't make sense. Like grab a leaf off the ground. I grew up in Alaska off the grid. You grab a leaf off the ground. You know, it's not poison ivy or poison oak. You grab a leaf. You don't get a fucking corn cob.
Well,
people were sticking. It was a fetishist. Well, they were listen, sticking that
the communalness of the corn cob is what really, really.
The sharing of the cob is the problem. The sharing because of the cob. I can actually see, and this is a vile discussion topic, but I can see the use of a corn cob if you ate it yourself, like an empty cob, right? Like it's eaten.
So okay. It's like rough. So like pick up what's on your ass.
You can't have somebody else's have been eating off it. It needs to be your own cob.
Yeah.
Oh, personal yeah, because you're going to get their mouth microbiome on your ass, which we're all doing on Friday night anyway.
I guess it's not as which gross can't as have.
So if it's your own corn cob and it's used once, sounds like common sense. Any other use... Any other sharing is a problem. But so, they didn't, depending on how old this was, they didn't know what germs were.
They didn't. Okay, so I looked it up and it was true.
No!
It says early American settlers used to wipe with corn cobs, which were softer than other materials around. But I'm like there's got to be a softer material than a corn cob.
Yeah.
In some outhouses, there was a single corn cob that hung on a string to be used by anybody who relieved themselves there. Then it says convenient for insertion. Again, that's where it comes to the fetish.
What?
Why are you inserting? And surprisingly soft when dried, corn cobs were plentiful and popular.
Did they wash them and use it? They probably washed them and used them again like a scrub brush.
I don't know.
Sick.
It says when the edible kernels were removed, the remaining cob had copious grooves and indentations, which become quite efficient at trapping any remaining fecal matter. Sorry, Alexis.
Honestly, though, we talked about this in
you're
a different
like grabbing
episode.
Onto the tassel for dear life.
She hates anything having to do with the
we were talking about this back in the day. Things were like it was a crude life. You slept on a plank of wood.
Crude
like,
life.
This was the best it got in the bathroom.
Well, and the craziest part of this whole thing to tie it up is Jared and I were listening to Joe Rogan. Shane Gillis was on Joe Rogan. As we're pulling into parking at the apartment, they were literally talking about this. They were talking about wiping your ass with a corn cob.
No.
And I'm like, how, number one, are other people talking about this?
I think Joe and I are on the same algorithm because something happened with, I uploaded our podcast. This will be a while ago by the time this airs, but the last podcast I uploaded, we inserted a news clip of people talking about how back when they first made the laws for, like, you have to wear a seatbelt and no open container in the car. There's people who are like, I can't get off work and have a beer. And the lady's like, pretty soon, you know, we have to wear a seatbelt. We're turned into a communist country. Oh. And I, like, edited that into the podcast. We were talking about it. But then, like, 2 days, but we record, like, ahead of time. So yeah. I'd done this, like, a week ago. But, like, 2 days before it went up, like, Joe Rogan was talking about the exact same thing, the exact same clip. It's funny.
Wait, have you ever been on, you haven't been on a show?
No,
You'd be a great guest Joe Rogan.
I wish, but also I'm like, those interviews are 3 hours long. I don't know if I'm interested enough.
I don't have the stamina for that.
It's actually, or interesting enough. No, I don't mean, are, I'm interested
you
enough.
Well, you can tell how much you like somebody by the length of the interview. Because some of his interviews good are like point. An hour and a half long.
Yeah, and then other people are like 3 hours. Yeah.
But he goes on so many tangents. You could always totally. Find something to go on.
You'd be a great guest.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks Holly, for having me. This was so fun.
We love you. We're your number one fans.
Oh, always number one.
Always.
We have to do something fun soon.
Yes. Dude, we'll go to the Madonna Inn with you.
Yeah.
We'll do something spooky.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Or we should do really like fun. A Queen Mary or something.
Oh my gosh. Yes, let's do that. Spooky. All right.
We'll be really fun.
You. We love you.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.